today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Emily Francis. Australia's economy has grown marginally despite the overall downturn in conditions across the country. The GDP has grown by 0.8% from January to March, bringing economic growth to a 12-month rate of 3.3%. However, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has described the national budget as in some instances dire and blamed the previous government for the challenges the nation faces.
And so there are a lot of pressures which were not talked about by the government before the election. We hope to be able to detail them as we go about making sure that the budget that we hand down in October is a genuine reflection of the economic challenges that we've inherited.
Dr. Chalmers also said that he expects the government's submission to the Fair Work Commission will call for an increase in the minimum wage of 5.1% in line with inflation. Western Australia is in the grip of a boom in gold exploration. A record $253 million was spent searching for gold in the March quarter alone, making the best start to a year since records began in 1988. Speaking to RN, geologist Andrew Pumphrey, who works in Kalgoorlie, said he'd never seen anything like it.
This is the biggest resource boom that probably Australia's ever seen as far as exploration goes, and you only have to drive around, you know, the Kalgoorlie region. With the amount of signs that are on the side of the road from drilling contractors and companies, you know, indicating where the rigs are. I mean, they're drilling rigs everywhere at the moment.
Affirmative consent laws have come into effect in New South Wales, requiring consent to be given, not presumed. The new law defines consent as free and voluntary agreement that cannot be presumed and involves ongoing mutual communication. It also clarifies that if a person consents to one sex act, it does not mean they have consented to other acts. Victoria and the ACT are following New South Wales's lead, while other jurisdictions are also looking into similar moves. But sexual assault survivor and advocate Saxon Mullins told the ABC more needs to be done to combat sexual violence.
We need to make sure that we're seeing more and more campaigns like the one that the government have put out. We need to make sure that we're having relationship and sexuality education in schools that is comprehensive, that is from beginning to end. You know, we need to keep having these conversations and making sure that, you know, this spotlight that we have on it right now doesn't get wasted.
Northern Territory Police believe the discovery of a human leg found near the Stuart Highway outside Darwin was the result of a hit-and-run incident. A traveller discovered the lower section of the leg on the Stuart Highway, 30 kilometres south of Darwin, yesterday. Police have not yet identified the person whom the leg belonged, but have confirmed it belonged to a teenager or an adult. Police said no one had presented with a similar injury at any Northern Territory hospital or clinic, and an extensive search of the crime scene yesterday did not find any more remains. Authorities are continuing their inquiries and are urging any people with dashcam footage from the area at that time to come forward. Turning to sport, Ned Reeves is building his case to be cleared to return to bolster Hawthorn's depleted ruck division in the AFL clash with Collingwood. Reeves has been battling a shoulder injury that has kept him sidelined for the last 6 weeks, with Ben McAvoy and Max Lynch also out of action. Hawks coach Sam Mitchell said Reeves is more likely than Lynch to take on Collingwood this weekend. The 23-year-old, who has played 10 senior games, got through one training session last week and will be tested further in the coming days.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University.
Welcome back to the studio, listening to Alive 90.5 and the radio talk show Live the Butterfield. But before we start with our first guest, I'd like to say all of you the weather, what waits for us here right now. Today it's currently 7 degrees and the maximum is going to be 15 degrees. For the rest of the week, it's going to be very challenging as well. Temperature daily in the morning will be highest 7 degrees, while daily temperature is going to be around 15 to 16 degrees for the rest of the week. I'd like to say thank you to all listeners, listeners and supporters of Live the Butterfield. I know the last 5 weeks I was away. Thank you everybody for sending me the message, the SMS and emails asking what I am. I was just for this couple of weeks overseas, doing some work and visiting a couple of countries. And coming back from 36 degrees plus and all these hot bodies on a pool back to this beautiful cold Sydney. Now, let's go take a short break. You're listening to Line 90.5, Live to Butterfield. Today, my co-host, Ella Staniak, great female leader, and her guest, Kate McLaren. And first, we take a short break.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends that, you know, who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough cause you notice that butt was stuffed. In the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rump of smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah.
Has your girlfriend got your butt?
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
LA with the open booty.
Round and big, and when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix-a-lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit it and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So ladies,
yeah.
Ladies,
yeah.
If you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah.
Then turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout, baby got back.
Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to Live 90.5 and your favorite radio talk show, Live the Butterfield with Mario Beckes. Today, it's a true pleasure to have two amazing guests in the studio as well as their business partners. However, before I continue introducing the guests, I'd like to say thank you, big thank you to Ella Staniak for being here today with us. She survived the 25 days of the flu and she lost some weight. I can see it and she looks beautiful, but still, you know, it's okay. Thank you for coming, even you'll be sick. As for myself, I'd like to share with you that today, radio show with our guest and her business partner as well, and the co-host, Ella Staniak. Before we start crunching in, I'd like to share something with you. It is my mission to change one life at a time using the life experiences of myself and my talk show guests. So, Ella, it's your
Mario, and you certainly do, and are every day. By the way, welcome back from your holidays.
It's not a holiday. I wasn't on holidays. It was a working exploration of the human behavior in deep eastern Europe, and then Emirates, and a few neighboring countries around, sharing the toys for the adults, and then Singapore, Philippines, and back to Sydney.
So you are just away, but for work.
Yes, I did enjoy sometimes jumping in the pool, you know what I mean, like a Moby Dick, and everybody just lifted up of the pool. It's like, what happened here? I just want to, you know, swim a little bit. But I must say that when I arrived on a Monday, sorry, I'm lying, Sunday, you know, I survived not catching COVID, nothing. But when I wake up on Monday morning, my ear, my throat, and everything else, and I was like, I don't understand what's happened to me, but something happened. But anyway, Ella, I think it's time to introduce our guest.
It is time. Welcome back, Mario. And I am so excited that we have beautiful, so incredible excited. Two guests today. Not only beautiful, intelligent, but also dangerous.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited for this. Today, we have an incredible guest and her business partner, a model turned boxer, Kate McLaren. Welcome, Kate.
Welcome, Kate.
Hello, Mario.
Yeah, listen, I just take a safe distance from Kate McLaren, you know, like 3 meters away. Social distancing because I want a social distancing. But Ella, please continue.
Oh, thank you. Kate, I do want to introduce you, even though we have a few sentences only to describe you to get started. We are even more excited to dive in and immerse in a conversation with you and your lovely business partner, Nick. We'll get to that.
Thank you. I'm super excited to hear what you guys have got to ask.
Oh,
and thank
my
you
gosh,
first
so
of all for having me on the show, guys. It's an absolute pleasure to be here in the studio with all you incredible people. So thank you so much for inviting me in.
Aren't you beautiful? Beautiful inside and out. So, Kate, born and raised in Essex, England, and is now aiming for a world title in the super lightweight division in boxing.
Absolutely, yes, that's me.
Oh, that's you, Kate. Located in Sydney, Australia, she's now trained by 3 times world champion Jeff Fennec. Kate started her professional boxing career in December 2021, where she had her first professional debut on the undercard of Paul Gallen and Darcy Lusick on the No Limit show in Sydney. Kate continues to build her record and work towards her goals of winning the world title. How are we not impressed, Kate? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for your kind words, Ella. That's yes, definitely a nice introduction there, so thank you.
Like as if I wrote that introduction, but thank you, Ella.
Yeah, thank you, Mario, and thank you everyone who contributed to kickstarting this show. Kate, I must say, even the beginning of your journey in boxing is an incredible story. I already have an insight, but a model turned boxer. We do not hear that, see that in magazines, in the newspapers.
No.
Well, we did once.
Yeah, we did once.
As
Ella mentioned, I'm curious. You come from England. I understand why. It's always raining. It's always cold. It's always windy. I can buy that one. But you started your career as a model, as Ella mentioned.
Yes. So just to give you sort of a bit of a background on myself, I suppose. So I made the move over to Australia at the age of 19. I guess
Very
in my
great.
Past, I was kind of someone who didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. You know, I was always jumping from career to career and trying to figure out, you know, who is Kate and what does Kate want to be when she grows up as such. And I started modelling back in London. That's where sort of the whole modelling career started off. And then at the age of 19, I moved across to Australia and I was supposed to just end up travelling the East Coast and going back home. But I actually ended up falling in love with this beautiful country. And here I am now, still here at the age of 31. Yeah. And mum's still asking, when am I going home? So I guess that's kind of where it all started, really. But then I came over to Australia and I was still travelling and still, you know, in the back of my head planning to move home. But I didn't know how long I was going to stay here for originally. And what happened was I got some like part-time work here and there. I was doing a bit of promotional work. I was also doing modelling on the side. And that's something you got to think about with a modelling career is it's not consistent, right? So you do have to kind of find things to keep you busy. But I guess I was, you can say lost. I was pretty lost. I didn't know what I was doing until I found boxing. And that's when everything changed for me. Everything changed for me.
And yeah, it was bumps, huh?
My gosh, you know how they say, like, boxing saves lives, boxing changes lives. Well, I am the biggest advocate for that. Like, boxing has changed me so much.
Can I ask you personally, when you say that boxing saves the lives,
mm-hmm.
what do you mean by that?
Well, for example, like back in December 2020, I went through a really, really difficult time. I had a lot of personal stuff going on. And I guess still then I was very lost in my life. I didn't know sort of what I wanted to do. I didn't have a clear vision. I was just trying to, you know, work, keep a roof over my head and keep my belly full as such. And it wasn't until I was still training, so I've always done a lot of fitness and I've always loved fitness. I'm a big believer that fitness is great for mental health. It's not good for you only physically, but it's also so great for you mentally. But it wasn't until I went through this tough time in my life and, you know, I believe it was almost like a message from God that was like, let's get you on the right track. Let's give you something to work towards and let's make you focus 110% on this and let me help you lead you into where you need to be today to so that I'm at this point now where I can honestly say I know who I am and I know what I want to do in life. And to answer your question, Mario, I believe that that's how boxing sort of changes lives.
If I may add something, Ella, please, if you allow me. I know you have the questions
for just quickly, just this once.
I have experience with boxing, not level like you are. I'm a little bit old. I'm 49 years old. But what happened to me precisely 6 years ago, I was driving my son in city. You know, my son was being diagnosed with a medical condition, epilepsy plus other things. And, you know, I was falling myself into the some habit of 150 kilos and just living with Nutella. Honestly, that was it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then you said something very interesting that boxing saves a life.
Yeah.
And when I was with my son, we went on an ice skating, Ella. You know, I was in front of the St. Mary's Cathedral. And he says to him, let's go do ice skating. So my son with epilepsy, he's gone on ice. And I was embarrassed to step on the ice, how big I was. I mean, I'm not small now, but 30 kilos less. And then we make the pact. And he says to me, there was a signage. He said, like, you know, couple of fight. And we agreed, if I go boxing, he's going to work on his epilepsy, right? And I must say that actually boxing saved my life as well, because I was on a cusp, you know, literally, you know, going to meet the St. Peter Paul because of the, you know, heart conditions start developing, blood pressure and everything else. And, you know, boxing becomes the something with the exit. Now, when you say you're the model, you need to be occupied. Now, you know, there's a three ladies in this studio. So I, you know, I move myself in the corner because I feel threatened. Don't. But what is the story with being good looking like yourself, Ella and Nikki? You know, I mean, Nick. So Nikki and Nick.
Hi.
Yeah, Nikki. Being the female and being somebody who is good looking, good shape and everything else, you know, people will see you, Ella or Nikki, say like, you know, the world is yours. But then mm-hmm. you say, I try to keep my belly full.
Yep.
You know how much honesty you just
spill
it out?
It's all about being transparent, right? I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. I'm not living in a world of Instagram. And this is, you know, we'll go on to a topic like this later on. But, you know, you can find something that's shiny and pretty on the outside, but on the inside it's rusty and it's old, right? And I kind of guess that was me. You know, I'm walking the catwalk on Fashion Week, but yet, you know, like, financially, I'm not 100% stable. My mental health's not in a great position. You know, you've got the cameras, you've got the media, you've got the audience, and they're looking at you thinking, wow, this girl must have it all. Like, she's walking the runway of Fashion Week. But really, I'm going home, and my mindset's in a very, very different place. So, you know, later on, we're going to touch on a topic on what I'm doing at the moment with my current business partner, Nick. But this is this is me. And at the end of the day, like, we live in a world now where it's full of social media and we see things and they're filtered and they're layered up and they look absolutely amazing. And a lot of these girls, they all look incredible online, and guys, male and females. But realistically, what's their life like at home? Like, what are they missing from their lives? Like, why do they feel the need to portray themselves as this person, you know? And I think this is something that, if you do sort of scroll down and through my Instagram, is I used to layer up a lot with makeup. I used to hide it all away, pack it all on, and, you know, try and, I guess, be confident through how I was sort of looking. But now I realize that that beauty is from within, right? You've got to love yourself before you can love anyone else, and you've got to find confidence on your own. You know, no one can hold you up as such. So
that's so beautiful. Oh, Kate, aren't you an inspiration? I knew you were going to be, but this is so inspiring. And I think that this is exactly amongst many messages you've already shared, but there is that powerful message that not only young people, but all people need to hear today. That while you are so busy feeling either sorry for yourself or inadequate, comparing yourself to other people or on social media or off social media, everybody is fighting their own battle on their inside, whatever it is. And your battle might be different than mine. I might be better at hiding it than you are, or I might have greater interest in hiding it than you are. But it is that, as you said, that power of vulnerability, being able to be transparent and say, hey, that's the truth. This is how things are.
Yeah.
And you've got to, you said, you've got to start loving yourself first before you love somebody else.
Absolutely.
So this is really interesting. I mean, you have already shared that you have such love for boxing.
Yeah, I do. And I believe that boxing has made me who I am today. And I can honestly say I'm proud of who I am today. And I have I've got so much to give to boxing, just to say thank you for turning me into who I am as I sit next to you in this beautiful studio today.
That's so beautiful. But I must ask, Kate, what is it? Because not everybody has a martial arts or boxing experience. Not all people who are listening to us today or will be listening later on will have experience in sports and fitness, for example. You are a big advocate, and I am too, and Mario is too, and I'm sure Nick is as well. Fitness is such an important critical element for every human being to have, to experience in whatever capacity. Body movement is important. It manages a lot of mental health issues, physical issues. It is a pill of prevention for a lot of things and management. What is it about, you know, being in a ring or boxing training that you love the most?
Yeah, easy. So for me, I guess the moment I step in the ring, that is my test. So everything that I've learned, everything that I've gone through, let's say if I've gone into an 8-week camp or something, you know, along that journey of training for 8 weeks, you learn and you become, you know, you grow as a person. And I suppose once I step into the ring, like, this is my test. It comes down to, you know, believing in myself, having self-confidence, you know, backing myself. No one's gonna take the punches or throw the punches for me. You know, it comes down to, okay, this is your moment and this is your test to prove to yourself, no one else, that you have grown as a person and that you are capable of doing this, and that I as a person believe in myself. So I guess that's sort of how I feel, what I love about stepping into the boxing ring.
Well, thank you, Kate, for that. It's a 25 past 2 already. So we're going one go, 20 minutes conversation with Kate McLaren. And please feel free to visit her IG, Kate McLaren Boxer. Everybody who's interested to ask questions, Kate and her business partner Nick, we introduce later, come on send SMS on 0480-028100. And as I mentioned before, it's very important to understand why you're listening live to Battlefield. It is my mission to change one life at a time using the life experience of myself and my talk show guests as a Kate, as a Nikki, as a Ella. You're listening live 90.5. We'll take a short break.
You're listening to the sound of Alive 90.5.
We are Invictus Partners, an Australian company specialising in checking software usage across the major vendors like SAP, Oracle, IBM, Microsoft and VMware. Are you looking to reduce your software fees? Are you worried about being audited? Are you migrating to the cloud? Do you need help working out your software usage versus entitlements? Contact us at Invictus Partners today before you get hit with a compliance fine. Go to www.invictuspartners.com to arrange a no-obligation discussion to see how we can help you. Station sponsor.
Are you looking for a home loan or refinancing your existing loan? Confused by all the mortgage rigmarole? Not sure where to start? Give Deb a call from Debbie Does Home Loans. With access to over 30 lenders, she can find you the best deal according to your personal situation. Best part is, you won't pay a cent for her services. Call Deb on 0449 909 133. The mortgage broker who puts the fun back into finance. DebbieDoesHomeLoans.com.au. Station sponsor.
And welcome back to the studio. Listening live 90.5 live to Battlefield with Mario Bekes. And today I have a true privilege having my co-host in today episode, Ella Staniak, as well, with a guest, Katie McLaren, and her business partner, Nick. Before we continue, Ella, I'd just like to say thank you, Kate, for being honest, because honesty, it's a difference between sincerity and honesty. People mm-hmm. have to be sincere, but honesty, it's something we don't like it to hear. And it's a true privilege today to be in the studio with you and listen to your, learn more about your path from being model and become the boxer and what's the ring and everything else. And if Ella loves me, I'd just like to ask you, what was your first experience with the boxing? Like, you know, you just walk there and somebody punch in your face. So this is not the guy. So did you say, oh, I like it being punched in your face?
I must have said that without realizing because I'm still doing it, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I often think. If I got punched in the face, I would go, what? I would have that fury possibly unleashed within me.
No normal person signs a paper say punch in my face. That's for sure. That's only Kate at the intention. So yes, please, Kate.
I guess my first experience with boxing is quite similar to sort of walking the catwalk for the first time. You know, you've got the crowds, you've got, you've got people taking photos and there's a lot going on, right? It's a lot to take in. But I think the most nerve-wracking thing for me, in all honesty, was I'd never experienced being inside a ring without any headgear on. So my first thoughts of stepping into the ring were, oh my gosh, what is this going to feel like being punched with no headgear on? Yes. That was the first thing. And obviously that's a very different emotion and a very different feeling to, you know, jumping on the catwalk and knowing that there's definitely no punches coming your way. So it was quite overwhelming.
I mean, thank you for sharing that. I can only imagine. But Kate, don't you get a little scared after I can only imagine how many training sessions you have already done, but don't you get just a little, you know, is there anticipation or a little fear that you will get hit really badly and, you know, bruised and have broken nose, broken teeth? Your parents must be really scared of those things.
It's funny, that's what my mum always says. You're going to end up with a broken nose. Oh. Your nose is going to go to the left-hand side or the right-hand side of your face, and then you're never going to model again.
And do you think of these things when you step in the ring, or are you kind of like in your zone, on a mission, focused?
I'm definitely in my zone. When I go into that ring, it's like the noise is completely shut out, and it's just me and it's my opponent. Obviously, I do normally hear Jeff in the corner, and he's giving me the best advice and instructions that he possibly can. But again, it all comes down to self-belief and having the confidence to go in there and to give it my best shot.
Powerful. And I can only imagine that a lot goes into training and preparation before you step in the ring and are ready for the fight, right?
Absolutely.
I would love to get a little bit of a secret insight to Kate's daily habits or training routine. What is it physically, emotionally, or spiritually, or in any aspect that you do that truly forwards your game? So, because you are preparing for grabbing that next big world title, whenever that happens, right?
But definitely.
Tell us a little bit, what happens in your day to day?
Yeah, so just to give you a bit of insight on what it kind of looks like. Normally, I'll go into sort of like an 8-week camp. So we'll lock in a fight. It will normally be 8 weeks ahead. So we've got 8 weeks to prepare and to get ready. Within that preparation, obviously, especially training under Jeff Fenwick, like, fitness is everything. So the first thing Jeff is like, right, we need to get your fitness up there. So he definitely makes sure that that's sort of the number one priority. I normally end up training twice a day. So I do two training sessions. I normally do one in the morning and then I'll do one later on in the evening. And then if I'm trying to drop weight and obviously, get my fitness up as well, I'll also add running into my day. But it's not only just sort of training for
the fight. It's everything else that comes with it, you know, like it's the appointments that you've got to go for your recovery and, you know, meetings with your sponsors. And there's just a lot more that goes on. I think a lot of people kind of see it as, oh, you just, you know, box a little bit and then you jump in a ring and that's it. And it's like, well, no, actually, there's so much preparation that goes into
people don't see it, I think. You know, yeah. Again, I can say from my experience, and I'm just a pure amateur, but I'm going to win this year. Anyway, the point we're trying to make, we all seeing the end results in the boxing. We all seeing somebody winning or losing, and everybody's an expert. Everybody knows how to fight. No question asked. I'm pretty sure you heard this, you know, you should done this, you should do this, you should behave that way. You have a great coach, Fennec.
Yes.
No, heads down. And I like to share something with the listeners from my point of view, and now it's like I'm the pure amateur, but every time when you walk to the ring, it's something you can't even describe. It's what you learn, what you know, what you train for. You bring it with yourself inside. Am I correct? Mm. There is no mommy, there is no daddy, there is no boyfriend, there is no husband, there is no kids.
No one's going to do it for you.
Yeah, it's and tell me that feeling when there's ropes, you know, when they lift up, and I mean, you get up and you walk inside. Mm-hmm. How do you feel?
I feel that I've put in everything that I possibly can in my training. Like one thing that motivates me is when I'm training, I say this to my girls as well, like if you're going to cheat, you're only cheating yourself. You know, there's no shortcut in this. It's you have to get up in the morning, you have to do your running, you have to, you know, do your footwork and go do your training on the pads. You have to get your sparring in, you have to have all of this prepared and ready to go. And as long as you know you've put in the hard yards within that, you know, that time of your camp, when you go into the ring, back yourself, be confident. You've done everything you possibly can. Win or lose, you have given it 110%. And I think that's the most important thing.
Gosh, the determination, Kate, it's radiating from
so now you can,
everything
now
that
you say.
Can
I just interrupt you there, right? You know, I have the full right to say something about what Kate, she says. You're working in a female leadership space, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, I wish that so many of these so-called leaders you know and I know can hit the Kate.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, because please, that determination that you can't fake it. You can't it's very much energetic. It's in your eyes. I mean, I can see it. It's in your eyes, Kate. It's so energetic. And I mean, you know, a lot of people might be listening to your words and go, oh my gosh, you are such a determined person. I could never get to that level. I don't feel like I could never achieve that. But you just shared in the first segment that you have not always been this version of Kate who you are today, confident, determined, focused, going after her dreams. So what does it take? Because it is interesting for me, being in that female leadership space, it doesn't matter what the role, whether high executive role managing a big business. In my line of work, women still struggle with confidence, and they might be multimillionaires or they might be just building their businesses, but they do still struggle with that core confidence, which you said at the beginning.
Yeah, but
that
when you put
lacking
on Instagram, nobody challenges. Like
nobody challenges you. And people, we can hide behind those labels, pretty pictures, our executive role, you know, names in our career. We can hide behind anything, any facade. We are very good at that as human beings oftentimes. But if you could just give us, you know, basic ABC, how does one go from not maybe lost, not feeling very determined to now achieving that level of determination and focus that you have today? It is made. You weren't born with it. You created it. It was made. Give us some simple ABC on that.
I think it's simple for me. It's you've got to do what you love doing, right? And I love boxing. I love everything about boxing, and like you say, I guess the passion is oozing out of me. Like I love it, and to be good at something, you've got to enjoy it, right? I love getting up, going for a run. I love training. I absolutely love going to training every single day. I love it. And you know what people said to me? You're starting a boxing career at the age of 30, and everyone doubted me.
Man,
gosh,
I tell you something, you should take these notes down every single day. Don't be like me. You know, I spent quite a bit of my life, you know, try to please other ones and try to be like everybody else. But one thing, you said something on the very, very beginning when Ella asked you why boxing model turned boxer. And when you said is I'm still stuck in the first 10 minutes of conversation, because that's like, that's what makes you today who you are. You said very clearly, I fall in love with the boxing, and I'll translate this into something else. You find your mission.
That's right. I found my mission and I found my purpose.
For somebody, I spent quite many decades in the army, but in a point it is like once when I left the army, I lost my mission. And now it's not just you have the mission, you know, you say it's love, save your life, but you found a mission which is driving you to excel. And if I'm wrong, please correct me, but that's just my
percentage. No, you're absolutely right. And you hit the nail on the head what you just said earlier about how you were so worried about what other people think. So many people came up to me and were like, oh, you're starting a boxing career at 30? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then you start to self-doubt yourself. And it wasn't until I turned my mindset around, and I have Jeff to thank for this as well. He said, thank you, Jeff, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, because without Jeff, I wouldn't honestly be the person I am today, because, you know, he's the one that's got kick-started my boxing career for me. But Jeff said to me, like, shut the noise out. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing and thinking and saying. He's like, be here right now. And that's the great thing about boxing, is your mind can't wander. When you're boxing and you're hitting pads or you're sparring, you can't be thinking about what's for dinner or what you're going to wear out to your friend's birthday.
Just like this interview. Seriously. you hit the nail with this interview. But we take a short break, okay? Because we exceeded, you know, 15 minutes again conversation.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Ellen.
The rule is 7 to 8 minutes conversation and then the music and then the commercials and then, you know, Ella.
Even amongst three women Mario? Can't we just triple it? 7 times 3, 21 minutes. There we go.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
SE Timbers Castle Hill are flooring experts. Not just flooring, SE Timbers supply, install and guarantee solid timber, engineered, laminate and vinyl flooring, as well as carpet, blinds and shutters. An authorised dealer of major brands like Boral, Preference and Quickstep. Call 98946660 or visit setimbers.com.au to arrange a free quote today. Station sponsor, SE Timber Floors and Shutters. In
Live 90.5. Broadcasting to the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland.
Alive 90.5.
You might find me right under my name. You might find me right water, waiting for the trumpet call. Oh, you see me like a stranger. Well, I've been waiting for the storm, singing amen, amen,
change. Adrenaline in a rage, I may never change. Coming through my heart, dilute my pain. Compressing all the stress, asthma on my chest, running out of breath, they gon' know my name. Forget about the mud, brush the dirt up off me. Going hard, hit them where it hurts, kill them softly. Bone stress, trying to clear my mind, even smoke less. Hopelessness, but I'm in this shit, full-fledged, all reckless. Coming for your neck, no strap though. Running this shit, both legs, bro. Word around town that they coming from my head though. Funny thing about it, they don't know what's in my head though. Schizo, maniac, finna go klepto. So hands on, it's gonna hard for me to let go. Let go, my ego, my ego in the steam. With a slow leak, she came out of the world till she prank up. So my middle finger, see you all till I'm dead and gone.
Fighting strong, fighting harder, fighting harder.
train will be stopping at Pendle Hill, Toongabie, Seven Hills.
Blacktown! You are my Blacktown, my only Blacktown. You make me happy when skies are grey. You never notice how much I love you. Please don't take my Blacktown away.
Mount Druitt, St Mary's, Warrington.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to the studio. Listening live 90.5, live to Butterfield with Mario Beckers. Today it's a true privilege having Ella Staniak as my co-host by interviewing the truly amazing Kate McLaren and her business partner, Nikki. Kate and Nikki, they run the business. But before we continue running the business, talk about business, I'd like to ask Ella, let's talk about female leadership. Eh? You're the expert in that field.
Woot woot.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
And I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The Kate,
I have the fever. I apologize.
The Ella, she's just dropped now the from antibiotics. and she decided to follow the Kate McLaren footsteps, and she's going to join the boxing soon. Yes.
She did just say she was going for a run in the break. Remember?
Yeah, that was a short run. Eh?
Quick run, Ella.
So Ella, let's go dive a little bit before we wind up the first hour of this show about leadership. What do you see? What the quality Kate McLaren displaying as a leader, true leader, right? Somebody we can, even men can look high into her and say, you know what I mean, how I can be, I learn from you, you know, to become better person, better man, better woman, you know, I mean, and you know, there's some certain dose of fear. Okay, doesn't say this, but you know, certain there is a dose of the fear of, you know, in life of failing, in not reaching goals and everything else. But you, Ella, about leadership and Kate.
Do you know what? The first
thank
thing
you, Ella. That was Ella, and we take a short break now.
I am on air, everybody. I am claiming this space. Look, Kate, as I said, I am seriously inspired by everything that you are sharing today. But the first really thing that comes to mind is seriously covering the basics. A lot of the female leaders who come to me and, you know, they are exhausted, they are tired, they feel at full capacity, they feel somewhere stuck in their business or in their career, they feel like on some level they are underperforming. And I myself come from a decade of fitness and wellness coaching for women before I went into performance and leadership coaching. And I know that sometimes we actually do need to look at the basics first. And the basics of having a very strong fitness foundation, healthy diet, healthy body, healthy mind, is that the fitness level that you have, I believe, seriously teaches you determination, the power of consistency, the power of sticking to your thing until you get the result.
What's the story today with your sticking, putting
sticking,
everything? It's just like
sticking to your goal. Oh, Mario! I mean, you're only human. You've got three beautiful women sitting around you, from, you know, east, west, north. Here we go. And look at you blushing. I have never seen, ladies and gentlemen, Mario Beckers blushing.
No,
I'm going
Trump,
to get this on
yeah,
camera.
So, like, so please, what was the question for the?
Sorry, Ella. What was the question?
I love Mario Beckers blushing. So my question is, Kate, in the context of your own leadership, how do you feel boxing career has elevated your own leadership? Because you are a leader. Oh. And you are, yes, you are supported by incredible coaches and incredible support team, recovery team. How has boxing elevated you as a person in your own leadership?
Yeah, well, I think first of all, boxing has given me so much self-confidence. And this is self-confidence that I didn't have, you know, in Fashion Week. I was walking the runway and, you know, there was a lot of self-doubt and insecurities. And like I said earlier, hair extensions and makeup and all of that. Boxing is raw, right? It's given me so much confidence. And as I said earlier on in the interview, like, you've got to love yourself before you can love anyone else. And that's not in a different way or anything like that. That is just, it's just facts, really. Like, once you are content with yourself, that shows on the outside. And boxing has given me that for sure.
Incredible.
So based on your story and everything that you have already learned, but you are still learning, evolving, developing as a young, beautiful woman on a mission, right? What would be your number one message beyond, you know, you've got to love yourself before you love somebody else. Mm-hmm. What would be your number one message to those women who are possibly feeling resistant to mm-hmm. either pursuing their passion and purpose or are not covering the basics of human performance and well-being?
Definitely. Look, for me, it all comes down to mindset. If you can get into mm-hmm. a good mindset, you're halfway there. Like, I'm a big believer in like morning affirmations. Like I always start my day with a bit of gratitude. Mm-hmm. If you can get into the habits of waking up, being grateful for actually getting up and out of bed and being able to cook yourself breakfast and make yourself a shake and being able to, you know, do everything you can to appreciate you as a person, the rest will just follow, you know, the rest will just, it will just follow. So that's my piece of advice is wake up, tell yourself three things about yourself that you're happy for today, and go from there. The rest will all align.
Can I just drop the one question? Mm-hmm. You know, I have many questions just listening to you, and we spoke about this at the beginning. And no question asked, you're an attractive woman. You know, you've been a model. You know, as a select, I'm still impressed with your honesty. And when Ella asked you questions about leadership and everything else, you are grateful to the things that most of people will say it's a rubbish, right? And it's a big race. I saw this overseas, right? It really was a race on the pool, particularly in Dubai and Singapore. Mm. You know, it's all this posing, it's all this capturing pictures, who is a beautiful and who is better looking, everything else. And then we come to the Kate, she sacrificed quite a lot of training, 8 week camps. But Kate, question for you is, if somebody comes to you, regardless male or female, and says, it cannot be done, I can't lose the weight, I can't succeed in my life, I can't wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. What do you have in your mind? Or, you know what I mean? You don't need to say exactly words, but when someone comes to you, it cannot be done. What do you think about that person?
I think that they're setting their goal too big. Okay. I think, you know, we've all got goals and we've all got big visions.
Interesting, yeah.
But it's baby steps on getting there, right? You've got to crawl before you can walk. So, you know, if you're a person who's overweight and is turning around and is like, I need to lose, I don't know, 25 kilos within 6 weeks or whatever, like, whoa, slow down.
Setting yourself up to fail.
Yeah, you're setting yourself up to fail, exactly, just like what Nick just said. But, start small. Learn to crawl before you walk. You know, it's the same with finances. You know, if you're trying to get yourself out of debt, don't just try and pay your credit card off in one hit, right? Maybe set yourself up, okay, every week I'll put $100 a week onto my credit card and over X amount of time I will have paid off my debts. So don't set the bar too high and don't be too tough on yourself. That's my advice, Mario.
Oh, isn't that a key pain point of so
every
many
time
people
I take
today?
Deep breath, I just not sure is a heart attack or something. Seriously, I just want to jump with that.
I feel like from the excitement, I am in like pre heart attack state for the last, how long have we been here? Nearly an hour.
52 minutes.
And I had an excellent question escaped my mind. But listen, I do think that what you just said is a really important, on a serious note, message to acknowledge that as a society, we, as people in this modern society, we are so hard on ourselves. And we do want instant result. We do want also instant gratification. We want instant validation. And I do believe, especially as young people, men and women, we do not always, as you said, give ourselves enough time to understand that to achieve great results, whether this is career, financially, in relationships, in whatever area of life, it's actually the consistency in small daily or weekly or monthly steps that is going to get you there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Because when we don't, when we want things happen fast and quick and we want the results quick and they don't happen, what do we do? We give up.
Can I just say, I'm a big believer in anything that comes fast doesn't last. And I have definitely pinched that quote from my manager, but he always says to me, anything that comes fast doesn't last. Maybe just use that and take that into day-to-day life.
That's a good one, eh?
That's great.
That's a really good one, eh?
that's all credit to Sinan, I have to say.
Ella, you brought truly remarkable person, particularly in a business partner, Nick. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Line 90.5. It's time to wind up. We come back about 3 or 5. It's time to listen to some music. And then after that, it's coming news. And after news, we come back in studio with Kate and her business partner, Nick. And we're going to talk about how Nick and Kate are transferring her energy, her knowledge, experience to helping young people.
I'm excited.
With the song, super. I'm Too Sick to Fall.
Hamilton, brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.
Good afternoon, I'm Emily Francis. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has named one of the most diverse frontbenchers in Australian history. Amanda Kopp reports from Canberra.
The 23-strong cabinet.